From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Witnesses open up on Dallas shooting. The slain suspect in a deadly attack on police officers in Dallas, Texas, was a U.S. Army Reserve veteran who served in Afghanistan. Law enforcement officials identified the suspect as Micah Xavier Johnson of Mesquite. That's a suburb of Dallas. He was killed following a standoff with police early Friday. Five police officers were killed, seven other officers wounded in the ambush, which occurred during a protest against police killings of African-American men. Marcus Carter was a witness to the shooting.
It's kind of much. It's a bit much, and people are kind of frustrated, but there's a better way to handle your frustrations. There's a better way to get your point across. And that's not cool. There was kids out there. If whoever was shooting is watching or may ever watch, there's kids out there. There's people who had nothing to do with that out there. People who actually supported your cause, just not the way that you went about it.
This is U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
We must continue working to guarantee every person in this country equal justice under the law. And we must take a hard look at the ease with which wrongdoers can get their hands on deadly weapons and the frequency with which they use them.
The president's weekly address this week was given by Vice President Joe Biden, who commemorated the lives of the five officers who were killed and the seven people who were wounded in Dallas.
Being a cop isn't what they did. It was who they were. Like every officer who joins for essentially the same reason. There's something about them that made them think they could help, that they should serve, that they had a duty.
Echoing the remarks of Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings and Police Chief David Brown, the vice president called on the American people to act with unity and to stop the violence. This is VOA News. The killing of five police officers is prompting President Obama to cut his trip to Europe short by one day. White House spokesman Josh Earnest, in a statement issued early today, said the president has accepted an invitation from Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings to travel to that city early next week. The decision did not change the U.S. leader's plans at the NATO summit that was concluding in Warsaw on Saturday after member states agreed on new efforts to deter Russia from threatening member states on the alliance's eastern flank. Afghanistan was also on the agenda. This is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
First, we agreed to sustain our rescue support mission beyond 2016 through a flexible regional model. And I thanked President Obama for his significant decision on troop levels.
President Obama on Friday announced the U.S. will be sending 1,000 troops to Poland as part of what officials said is a modest force whose purpose will be to deter Russian aggression. Authorities in a Pakistani border province say that steps are being taken to prevent police harassment of Afghan refugees, but have vowed to continue arresting and deporting those with no legal status. Pressure has grown, especially from host communities calling for authorities to send Afghans to their home country, citing economic and security concerns. According to the UN, recent political tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan have also added to the challenges for one of the largest and most protracted refugee situations in the world. The leader of the political party ruling the border province where most of the Afghan families are settled says that efforts are being made to ensure a comfortable stay for Afghans who are there legally. North Korea has test-fired a ballistic missile from a submarine, but the missile apparently failed after launch. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says the missile's engine ignited but exploded about 10 kilometers into the air. Yonhap said that the missile traveled just a few kilometers across the water. A similar test in April also failed. News agency says Pyongyang fired the missile from a 2,000-ton submarine late Saturday morning from North Korea's east coast near the city of Sinpo. South Sudan's top leaders are urging the public to remain calm after shooting broke out near the presidential compound and other parts of the capital of Juba on Friday. President Salva Kiir and rebel leader-turned-vice president Riek Machar were at the compound preparing for a news conference regarding a separate clash from late Thursday when the gunfire erupted. Under international pressure, the government and the opposition signed a peace deal last August to end a conflict that began in December of 2013. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.